Proverbs chapter 15, verses 18 through 33. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it! The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The ways of the Lord are good and upright, and his ways are the way of life, so that we may depart from hell beneath. So let us learn wisdom from our Lord and from his pure and pleasant words, so that we might hear the reproof of life and abide among the wise who belong unto him. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, so let us cease from anger and forsake wrath. For the wrath of man does not work or bring forth the righteousness of God. Let us learn to be patient and long-suffering like our Lord, slow to wrath, slow to anger, and of great tender mercies. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns. So let us not be lazy, sluggardly, loving slumber and sleep. But let us be of the day and not of the night. And let us watch and be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, so that we might live and please God and serve others. Because the way of the righteous is made plain, like green pastures and still waters, fruitfulness and no snares. A wise son maketh a glad father. So let us hear, receive, learn, keep, trust, and obey the wisdom of our God, so that we may be sons and daughters like our Lord Jesus, and make our Father in heaven very glad. Because a foolish man despiseth his mother, and folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. Oh, how foolishness destroys, corrupts, and brings grief and shame. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. So let us seek counsel from wise, godly men who have walked in the way of life, so that the Lord's will and his purposes for our lives may be established in and by him. Oh, how wisdom and understanding, when spoken forth, bring such joy to the heart when brought forth at the right moment. For a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it! And oh, how the words of truth that come forth from our God and out of pure hearts are pleasant words that bring life and blessing and honor. But the Lord is far from the wicked, for the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, because he is greedy of gain, and thus brings much trouble to his own house. So let us not look for gifts and bribes and benefits from men, for then we shall be upright and we shall live. For the Lord heareth the prayer of the upright. The way of the Lord is a way of studying, instruction, reproof, and correction. This is why the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, for the proud refuseth instruction, and thus he despiseth his own soul. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, and he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So let us receive instruction and reproof, so that we may be honored by our Lord. But this is why we must be humble, because before honor is humility. So let us set our eyes straight before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And let us fix our hearts and minds on his gospel and his words, so that the entrance of his words into our eyes can give light. For the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. And let us bow our ear to instruction and receive correction and reproof from all the words of the Lord. For his words are spirit, and they are life. For the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. And only by his words and his reproof can we truly walk on the way of life all the way into the gates of that glorious city above. For the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Let us lay these things to heart, and study to answer, and receive the fear of the Lord, so that we might have wisdom and have life. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 18 through 33.